Dustin Roth is joining me. And Dustin is in charge. Is it public information for the Greater Burlington Partnership?
Yeah, marketing communications.
Marketing, I should say. Marketing communication. Basically, he's the guy that handles the news coming out of the out of the partnership. And obviously, some big news. I know I see released today. You've got a new director that's going to be coming in.
We do. We're excited about that. She'll. We've had a chance to meet her a little bit, and I think she's going to be great.
And she's from Winona, Minnesota, which is I've got family that lives in Winona. And,
I heard that.
And have been involved in a lot of stuff up there. So it'll be interesting to, beautiful city. It reminds me a lot of Burlington, right on the Mississippi,
yep.
Just up the road or up the river.
Up the river.
From La Crosse, Wisconsin. But anyway, we've got a huge event coming into town, an event that I've been connected to over all the years. And we're just talking about the 1979 first visit of Rag Bri to Burlington, the very first mm-hmm. one. And I got involved in Rag Bri in 1979 with the chamber. Cliff Dodson was the head of the chamber at that time, and he hired me to actually hired the company that I owned at that time to provide entertainment. And then he asked me if I would handle all of the public address and also be the master ceremonies for the closing ceremonies, which meant I got to meet all of the principals mm-hmm. of Rag Bri, Don Benson, John Karras, and Donald Call. So I got a chance to, and pictures of those guys back when they were quite young men is an interesting. Of course, I was much younger.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you'll have to dig those up and post those. I think those would be great for people just to kind of take a look back in time.
We'll post them. I have posted them on Rag Bri's website before, but I probably should. Go ahead and post it maybe on the Chamber site or on the partnership
yep,
site.
On the Burlington Rag Bri.
Anyway, by the way, it is Rag Bri's coming to town, but they're coming to town, and it's not going to be like any other time it's visited Burlington, is it?
No, it is not. So this is brand new for us. So this is not the first time that Rag Bri has come to Burlington, obviously. You would know that. But it will be the first time that it's an overnight stay. And so they'll be coming in on Friday, staying overnight, and then heading off to Keokuk. So it's a little bit different for us, but I think it's going to be great.
And I think I mentioned it to you, what's interesting about Rag Bri, Friday night, it's really the final day
mm-hmm.
of the event. It's the final day people can really take time and stop and do all of the stuff that they would normally be doing because it's Saturday is usually it's such a hectic. You need to get in and touch base, and a lot of people never ever make it to the river. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No, they don't because their buses are located outside of town, and they want to get on the road. They want to get back to where they're going to go. Typically, they'll tell riders, okay, as long as you get in early. But most of those buses from out of town, they leave by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've got to be back on the road because they're heading across country.
Sure.
And and then they've got to take their bikes apart and all of that sort of thing. So it's sort of a letdown day Saturday. It's now if you don't have anything to do and if you live in Burlington, it's a very different thing. Or if you live in the area and it's you can celebrate and hang in. And there are some people that stick around and stay the night. But it's the overnight. And when it's your Friday overnight, it can be crazy. And you'll have all of that to deal with. And I think I said before, people that have never seen Rag Bri as an overnight town will be surprised by how many people are going to be here and how many and things they'll see things they've never seen before.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. We are the news of the day is that there's not a lot of news right this second. However, we have a ton of stuff that is in the process that we just can't get out there quite yet.
Exact
so
route,
close.
The exact route in and
yep,
out.
The exact route. The police are finalizing the route right now. They've got it pretty much figured out, but there's a few small details that they're working on, just kind of ironing out a few of those issues.
You've got three major campgrounds, or actually maybe, I guess, three that are major
yes.
campgrounds.
So the main campground will be at Burlington High School. It will be at Notre Dame and Edstone. That's kind of the main hub campground. Now, there will be some little other campgrounds around town. I know for sure SEC is going to have some. We're currently talking to a few churches and things like that, but that's still kind of getting ironed out as of right now. But the main campgrounds will be at BHS, Notre Dame, and Ed Stone.
Okay, RagBri website, is that up and running yet?
It is. So burlingtonragbri.com. So if you can go there for a lot of different information. If you're a writer and you want to see the maps of town, if you're not from around here, where to go eat, some of those things are still coming, but that's going to be the place you want to go, burlingtonragbri.com. For locals, if you want to get involved and you want to volunteer, we've got a volunteer form there. And another big thing, we are looking for local residents to host writers. So there's a form on there, too, to click and sign up. And we cannot say we could not have enough people host writers. You would know for sure.
Yeah. Well, and it's the fact is, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, you and I were.
Yes.
Because I said, you will find, you'll learn more about people and you'll learn more about RagBri. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn about RagBri and what the inner workings of it are, then host a writer and also you'll learn more about communities and places all maybe across the country, maybe across the world that you have never been to and you get a chance to meet some people and find out exactly what it is. For writers, it's great because they get a chance to also find out about Burlington, because that's how,
exactly.
Yes, you're sort of a diplomat for,
yep, an ambassador to the community.
You're an ambassador to the community,
yes.
Because a person that lives in town, a resident here, mm-hmm. would know, hey, you can look on the RagBri website, but you can ask the person, what is the really best place to go?
What do you like, exactly? And I do want to point out that we are looking for a lot of writers, but we want to make this as comfortable for those that host the writers as possible. So we're not working or looking to compromise anybody's safety. If you're concerned about who you want to stay, how many people you want to stay, so we're really working with the local residents to make them feel comfortable, but still try to find some hosts for those writers.
Well, Friday night is the big party night,
yes.
And I guess the question is, have you locked in where the big party is going to be?
It will be downtown on the riverfront.
Okay.
So I can tell you that we still have we know who the headliner band is going to be yet, but we're not going to release that quite yet. We've got a few things going on. Also, our logo and theme, I can go ahead and kind of tease that a little bit. That's going to be coming hopefully next week. We just kind of finalized a lot of those decisions last night late. So that will be coming as well. Like I said, we've got so much stuff going on. We're so close to just being able to push a lot of things out.
And again, it's, I believe, the 26th of July.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
That's a Friday night. And it is, as I said, it's going to be a unique event. Snake Alley, last time RagBri came to Burlington, Snake Alley was part of the route in. Mm-hmm. There was the option to charm the snake, I think it was, or challenge the snake,
mm-hmm.
So to speak. And riders had an option to either go up Snake Alley, which is a pretty challenging, bumpy ride, or to head directly, just basically turn off and go directly down to the river. But I'd say about 90% of the people I saw were going up were taking the challenge. So
it's definitely an interesting ride. I could say that for
it's
sure.
It's an interesting, anyway, you'll find out more details. And as the details are available, you'll find it out by going to
BurlingtonRagBri.com.
All right.
Yep. And we'll be back on here when we've got some of the major details. I'll be back with you too.
Fantastic. Dustin Roth, we'll look forward to seeing you again and look forward to hopefully having a lot of people,
and
enjoying good weather in Burlington by
fingers
the riverfront. Keep your fingers crossed.
Thanks, Steve.